97.3, fourth one.
So at the weekend, did you do something for the first time ever? Something that you've never done before in your life? Arlene had some sort of weird spa treatment where she was wrapped in mud and then wrapped in plastic. And I ate pigeon for the first time ever. But what did you do at the weekend for the first time? Lots of people coming in on text, Arlene, right?
Yeah, Sarah dyed her hair for the first time. It's always a worry for the first time.
Is that right? I wonder what colour she dyed it.
I don't know.
Purple.
She maybe stayed safe for the first time and thought, right, that's it. I'm ready to go platinum next time.
Just slightly lighter than it was before.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, good for you. What else has got? What else you got?
Clarissa baked her first Christmas pudding.
Right.
Well done.
I take it she won't have eaten it yet.
She'll be saving it.
Do you have to start making a Christmas pudding now?
Well, I don't know about the pudding. The cake, most people are making it, if not already made it.
See, if I have Christmas cake in the house, I'm just going to eat it before Christmas Day.
Yeah, my mum, she makes Christmas cake every year. She never, ever gets around to icing it. It's just the cake.
Because it's just demolished.
Yeah.
What else?
Lindsay tried on her first wedding dress at the weekend. She's getting hitched next year. That's exciting.
Bless her.
And Laura, I take my hat off to you, wallpapered for the first time at the weekend.
See, wallpapering isn't easy.
It's not. It's a real art.
You've got to really take your time and make sure you use loads of paste. To the phones. Fourth one, hello.
Morning, Boogie. Derek from Kirkcaldy.
Right, Derek, what are you saying?
Spotted them for the first time, Laura, was a skydive.
Whoa! How was that?
It was fantastic, honestly. I did it for charity, and it was unbelievable.
How many feet were you up in the air?
10,000, and then we'd done 5,000 freefall at 150 mile an hour, and the chute opened up for the rest of it.
Would you do it again, Derek?
Definitely. It was absolutely brilliant.
And were you strapped to someone else?
Yeah, with a tandem, aye.
There must have been a bit. You know when you're doing the freefall bit?
Aye.
And the first few seconds, you're like, oh, yeah, this is great, right. Okay, pull the string. Pull the string.
The worst bit was when you're sort of coming at the plane, you know, you're sort of thinking, what am I up to? But the minute you get out there, and it's just, the adrenaline is unreal.
And where did you do this, Derek?
I don't know, if it's Glen Office.
Okay.
Airfield.
Right, gotcha. And so how long after the parachute went open, how long were you still flying?
Well, it took about 5 minutes the chute opened up to actually got on the ground again.
And when you landed, did you, like, do it properly, or did you fall over?
No, I was in the bar, actually. You could have done that.
Yeah, he fell over, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Flat his face.
Brilliant. Well, listen, well done, you. Thanks for phoning, Derek. Have a great day. Martin went to Aberdeen, and he'd never, ever been to Aberdeen before.
Yeah, and he got back. Well done.
Must travel more. Sarah Jane had kangaroo steak.
Oh.
Kangaroo steak.
Right.
I mean, at the start of the year, that would have just been called steak, wouldn't it? For the old horse meat
yes,
scandal.
Yes, they have to be more specific.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Apparently, it was out at Lidl's, and it was really good. I've never tried kangaroo steak.
No.
Sounds all right. Willie went to the Playhouse in Edinburgh for the first time ever to see The Lion King.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
Bet you
never been in the Playhouse before. In Edinburgh.
There's a lot of people doing stuff for the first time in Edinburgh. For example, we got this from Carol. She was saying, I'm in a concert band and I took part in my first Armistice parade yesterday.
Yeah.
As she said, it was amazing, worth getting up early on a Sunday for.
Good for
and
you.
And Liam, Audrey's been in touch. My son Liam wanted you to know he carried the flag for the BBs for the first time for the Remembrance Day parade yesterday. And Claire lived in Edinburgh for 15 years, went up the Scott Monument yesterday.
What, right to the top?
Right to the top.
It's quite narrow up there.
It was a bit of a squeeze.
Yeah, no, it is.
But perfect day for it. The views were amazing.
I kind of get right to the top. My waistline's too big. I have to stop like 20 feet from the top. Yeah, the great thing about that, if you've never been, I mean, it's a long time since I've been to the top of the Scott Monument. But when you go up there, like, people are coming down and it's quite intimate.
You have to kind of squeeze past them.
You have to brush past people.
Yeah, you never know whether to brush past at the front or at the back.
That's right.
Wait, do you turn and face the wall or do you face the person? I don't know.
Boogie in the Morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.